Another tornado touches down in the south. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. This one in Troup County, Georgia, near the Alabama border. Officials say homes are flattened, power lines are down, and roads are filled with debris. Multiple injuries are reported. The twister hit as President Biden issued an emergency declaration for Mississippi, where a tornado ripped through a wide swath of the state on Friday.
This tornado lasted for dozens of miles, and to consider a mile and a half wide, the destruction. National Weather Service is giving it a preliminary rating of an EF4. That means winds exceeding 165 miles per hour.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray. More grim news out of Pennsylvania, where a chocolate factory exploded Friday.
On Sunday in the early morning hours, a fourth individual was located under debris at the site.
West Reading Police Chief Wayne Holbin, three people are still missing. Ukraine's government is demanding an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to counter what it calls nuclear blackmail from Russia. Moscow has revealed plans to station tactical atomic weapons in Belarus. An airline passenger who allegedly wouldn't stay in his seat is under arrest.
A Delta Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Seattle was delayed Saturday morning, and for good reason. As the plane was taxiing on the runway at LAX and headed for takeoff, a passenger suddenly rushed from the rear of the aircraft towards the front and asked a flight attendant, "What do I do now?" The man was asked to sit back down when he abruptly ran for one of the plane's emergency doors, popped it open, and then slid down the deployed emergency slide.
Fox's Karen McHugh. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Will an indictment against former President Trump come down this week? He touched on the possibility during a rally in Waco, Texas last night.
The District Attorney of New York, under the auspices and direction of the Department of Injustice in Washington, D.C., was investigating me for something that is not a crime, not a misdemeanor, not an affair.
A grand jury is looking into a hush money payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels right before the 2016 election. After disappearing more than a week ago, an Indiana teenager has been found safe. Scotty Morris was found Friday night less than a mile from his house in Eaton. Police spotted the 14-year-old and took him to a hospital as a precaution. Hundreds of volunteers had searched for Morris. Police had said he could be in extreme danger or in need of medical assistance. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow returns to a Utah courtroom tomorrow. She's being sued for $300,000 in connection with a 2016 skiing accident.
Terry Sanderson is suing actress Gwyneth Paltrow after claiming she was out of control on the slopes at an upscale Utah ski resort back in 2016. He says she ended up skiing into him, leaving him with brain damage and broken ribs. But Paltrow tried to shut down those claims when she took the witness stand. She insists the ski collision is not her fault.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Paltrow claims Sanderson hit her from behind, leading her to initially believe the incident may have been a sexual assault. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will continue recovering from an injury at home. The 81-year-old Republican was released from a rehab facility yesterday. McConnell suffered a concussion after tripping and falling earlier this month at a private dinner in Washington. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.